I've been battling depression and anxiety for years, but this month was especially terrible. After losing my job, ending a serious relationship, and dropping all of my college classes, I was finding it nearly impossible to fall asleep. The past few nights I've been up until 6 a.m. crying. Last night, not wanting to go through that again, I asked my neighbor if he had Xanax or anything to help me fall asleep. He told me he had some antidepressants that he was prescribed to help him sleep. I looked up the medication, trazodone, and figured that would be perfect. He gave me about 8 100-milligram pills and advised me to take 2 of them. I went home and took the 2 100-milligram pills right away with some water. I immediately crawled into bed, turned off all the lights, and put on a TV show. It was almost midnight. After 10 or 15 minutes, my crying stopped. I felt my limbs getting heavier, and it felt like I was a stuffed animal. Fuzzy, motionless, heavy. I was very prepared to fall asleep. This was the only enjoyable part of my experience, and after this, I lost track of how time was passing. About 20 minutes in, I was starting to see things out of the corner of my eye. It looked like things were moving behind my curtains, but when I turned to check, they disappeared. I tried to focus on the TV instead, but found that the main character looked exactly like my recent ex. It was like watching him on the screen. It was freaking me out, so I turned off the TV and put on my favorite audiobook. At this point, I closed my eyes and found that I was having insane visuals of what was happening in the story. It's unusual for me to picture scenes and characters so well in my mind's eye, so I let it happen. At first, I was just watching the characters as if it were a movie, very realistic. But at one point, the characters began to warp from balloon-like characters back to realistic, and then these dark, willowy figures. I'd never envisioned this book as dark, but suddenly it was terrifying. The characters would be talking to each other and then suddenly look directly at me. I knew I was only picturing them in my mind, but it felt like they were standing directly in front of me, turning to stare me in the eyes. I had to turn the audiobook off. Now I was sitting in my bed in complete darkness and silence. I was suddenly aware of how fast my heart was beating and how incredibly thirsty I was. All I wanted was water. It seemed like it took me half an hour to pick myself up out of bed and stumble down the stairs to my kitchen. I drank some water, didn't feel much better, and went back upstairs to my bed. The darkness of my room seemed evil to me. If I kept my eyes open, I would see dark shadows darting across my walls, and if I closed them, the visions would be worse. Skulls flying in front of my face, an alien monster-like creature walking towards me. Eventually, I found that I was able to push these thoughts away until they were static in the corner of my field of vision. It was a mental battle between evil thoughts and seeing nothing at all. By now, it was probably 1:30 a.m., but it felt much longer than an hour. I was suddenly aware of noises coming from the downstairs of my house. I was paralyzed with fear. I could actually hear people's voices below me. I wanted to get up and check, but my heart was racing and my limbs were too weak. I lay there panicking for a few minutes, convinced that my house was being robbed. After a while, I managed to drag myself to the window and realized that it was only my next-door neighbors loudly drinking in their backyard. Overwhelmed with relief, I was finally able to start drifting off into sleep. The sleep was unsettling. I had a very vivid and intense dream, but could not remember it upon waking. I think I woke up a few times during the night, dry sobbing and feeling sick. This morning, I woke up just in time to make my doctor's appointment, 10:30 a.m. I felt groggy, weak, nauseous, and my head was furiously pounding. I figured these symptoms would go away once I was a little more awake. When I looked at myself in the mirror, I had purple bags under my eyes, and it looked like my face was melting. I found myself crying before I left my house, a combination of feeling sick and immediately thinking about my ex. Driving was extremely difficult. I had to use 2 hands just to turn the key in the ignition. My vision was blurry and I had trouble staring at the same spot for more than a few seconds. Halfway through my drive, I began to regret getting into my car. It was incredibly hard to focus and my headache got worse with each passing minute. It's now almost 2 p.m. and I'm back in bed. My headache is worse than ever. I feel sick to my stomach, and I don't even recognize myself in the mirror. It's a beautiful day, but I'm stuck inside trying not to cry because it makes me feel even sicker. This experience was definitely not worth it for me. I regret taking two of the pills, and probably should have started off with half of one. I'm not very experienced with psychedelics. I only had one DMT trip and it was pleasant, so the hallucinations were very scary and unexpected. I believe trazodone may be very helpful for some, but I plan on flushing the other six pills.
During the time, I was having a horrible benzodiazepine withdrawal, from Klonopin, or clonazepam to be exact. I was looking for any way to calm the tremors, shakes, and insomnia without having to spend any money. At the time, I was taking 40 milligrams of Celexa twice a day, 50 milligrams of trazodone twice a day, and 0.5 milligrams of Klonopin twice a day. Here's the beginning where the benzodiazepine withdrawal started. I went to see my psychiatrist one day for a checkup and to get my prescriptions refilled. He decided to take me off of Klonopin, cold turkey. I had been taking the three medications for 16 months, and 3 days after that, I started noticing that something wasn't the same. I couldn't eat, sleep, or do any regular daily activities. I had several annoying or even painful abdominal pains and cramps. My head felt like it was on fire. And at the time, it felt like I was being pricked with thousands of needles on certain parts of my body. This is when I decided to try to do something about it, or at least to be able to eat and sleep. After 2 weeks of going through withdrawal, I had lost 9 pounds and I was getting 3 to 5 hours of sleep per night. I was still taking my Celexa and trazodone regularly, but it wasn't helping. I got some diphenhydramine and it didn't help. I also got some melatonin. It helped to an extent, but every day would be the same hell I'd go through every day of the withdrawal. Something had to be done, or else I'd have to go to the emergency room. I had read somewhere online that trazodone not only induces sleep and helps depression, but can also help tremors and shakes. I was thinking, this is just what I needed, just at a larger dose. I woke up one morning and took 200 milligrams of trazodone. I became very hungry, I ate a lot, but became a little nauseous, and then fell asleep for 4 hours. I didn't notice the trazodone actually helping with the withdrawal symptoms from the Klonopin, but at least I was eating and sleeping again. That same night, at around 10 o'clock CST, I took 8 of my 50 milligram trazodone pills, a total of 400 milligrams. I didn't get hungry or tired at first. I was just real zonked out. I started getting tired about 2 hours after ingesting the pills, so I went to bed. When the lights are off in my room, it's very dark, pretty much pitch black until my eyes adjust to the lighting situation. This time, my eyes never adjusted, and after about 5 minutes of looking around into the darkness, I started seeing things. Not really hallucinations, but things in my peripheral vision and especially under my eyelids. I saw shapes, mainly triangles, blobs of color, and lines that seemed to come at me. I stayed awake for 4 hours dealing with this. It wouldn't go away if I closed my eyes. The only other drug I've experienced something like this on before is DXM, but it was still a little different. I eventually fell asleep, I can't remember how, and I woke up feeling really weird, and that lasted pretty much all day. That's when I realized it wasn't a good idea to abuse trazodone. I eventually ended up at the emergency room anyway, because I couldn't stand the benzodiazepine withdrawal anymore, about 2 weeks into it. I was prescribed a lot, not only larger sizes, but more than I needed for the next 3 months, of Klonopin, and started taking them immediately. I cut the 1 milligram pills in half so I'd still take my dosage, 0.5 milligrams twice a day. Since then, everything's been real good. I even joined a different mental health service, which is a lot more understanding and comfortable than my last one. Anyway, that's another story.
I decided to try trazodone after being given a free sample by an associate. Having had some intermittent insomnia off and on lately, wanting to try something which was neither an addictive drug like most GABA-active sleep drugs, benzos, Ambien, Imovane, nor an antihistamine like Benadryl or Unisom. Arrowhead had nothing on trazodone. A Google search turned up mostly spam links for online pharmacies, so I mostly went by RxList.com and textbooks in my library. All of these indicated it was a remarkably safe drug. Well, on Christmas Eve, I decided to try it. I took the smallest dose pill made, a single 50 mg tablet. I began to feel a little lightheaded after 45 minutes, and at about 75 minutes, I was feeling the need to go to bed. It was more like being whacked over the head than a buzz or naturally tired feel. I got in bed and fell asleep quickly. I slept hard and had vivid and bizarre dreams. I suddenly awoke, expecting it had been many hours, but my clock told me it had only been 2 hours. I felt very drugged, or like I'd been hit in the head very hard. I was awake for perhaps 10 minutes and then fell back to sleep. I woke up about 2 hours later after more strange dreams, and this cycle repeated for about 7 or 8 hours. 2 hours of weird and not always pleasant dreams, followed by sudden wakings of 10 minutes where I'd feel very drugged in an unpleasant, impaired manner. It was a very unrestful night of sleep. When I woke up, the first thing I noticed, aside from still feeling a little drugged, was that my finger and toes were numb and had the pins and needles feel of poor circulation. This passed within a few hours, as did the drugged feel. The other symptoms were a little more disturbing, however. First, when I went to the bathroom, I was pretty shocked to see that my urine was the color of Coca-Cola, Guinness, or coffee. This soon was joined by a sharp stabbing pain in my left side just below my rib cage. This combination, of course, set off all sorts of alarms. These are classic symptoms of kidney damage and disease. I began checking and found a few references to colored urine being a known side effect of trazodone, but no mention of other symptoms, kidney pain, numb fingers, etc. More disturbing was when I found a few references to the fact that trazodone metabolizes into the piperazine MCPP, a chemical I had a very unpleasant run-in with several years ago. This fact shocked me, and still does. I can't believe that something which turns to MCPP in the body is sold as an unscheduled prescription drug. I decided to wait and see if the symptoms cleared before running to the hospital, only because I recall peeing brown for a few hours after MCPP. Under ordinary circumstances, if you ever pee brown, call your doctor immediately. The pain in brown urine lasted all of Christmas Day. The next day, the pain was pretty much gone, but about half of my urinations were still brown. Then, that night, the pain returned to the point where I was involuntarily arching my back and twitching out of pain. Also, more brown pee. I began to worry and read up on kidney problems to see what other possibilities there were. The next day, the pain again was gone when I woke up, off and on brown pee. That night the pain returned, milder, but still pretty agonizing. I was considering that it could be a kidney stone, kidney infection, a physical injury of some kind, or some other kidney problem that was making plans to visit the hospital the next day. Then it disappeared over the course of about an hour. No more pain, no more brown pee. Today, there was no pain at all. Urinations were all clear or yellow. I suspect that my original guess that this is related to trazodone's metabolism into MCPP is the correct explanation. A kidney stone would have passed painfully over more time. A kidney infection or damage would have gotten worse without medical treatment. This just cleared up over about 3 days, a time frame not unlike the 3 to 4 day flu-like hangover that I experienced after my piperazine experiment several years back. I'm pretty disgusted that the MCPP factor is so little documented in most medical texts on trazodone. I only found it due to some other rather keyword-heavy searches on Medline. It's mentioned nowhere in things like RxList, the PDR, or the Nursing Drug Handbook. While colored urine is mentioned very briefly, there's nothing indicating how strongly colored it can be, and there's not a hint of kidney pain being a possible side effect. I had a rather severe reaction, granted not a typical one from what little information I could find, and I'm pretty shocked and angry that there is almost no documentation of even the possibility of this sort of reaction in either patient literature or professional medical reference works. This is the kind of information that should be made public if this drug is to be on the market. I should also add that there is a cyclic nature to the symptoms after the first day, where they were constant. The pain was dominant in the evening, and the brown urine was dominant in the morning and afternoon, with paler but still discolored urine in the evenings. To me, this seemed like metabolites collecting in the bladder overnight. Also, I should point out that numb fingers were something I noticed during my earlier piperazine experiments. Priapism only becomes an issue with doses around 300 milligrams from all information sources I could find. Besides, priapism will make your pecker hard for a couple days, not spew out brown pee. Anyway, today was entirely symptom-free again. I'm now as close to 100% convinced that this was a trazodone reaction as I can be without repeating the experiment, which won't be happening in this lifetime.